48-year-old Member of Parliament Dusmane Joyce Lesok has served in the South Sudan National Legislative Assembly for the past 13 years.
If there is any position that is there, first of all, people will start wrangling between men and women from the county. From the county, you will see that this county maybe want to send some people, and then you will see that a man will come and say that he will be the one taking that position. And if you are not a strong woman, you will not succeed in that position.
Joyce, who rose to prominence during the Sudan general elections of 2010, says a lack of political will from some political parties to respect women's rights and support women leaders poses a big obstacle to women's efforts to rise within South Sudan's power system. Joy says this is the reason the 35% share of government positions allocated to women as part of the affirmative action defined in the revitalized peace agreement is not being respected by the ruling SPLM party. Only one of South Sudan's 10 states has a female governor. Under the provisions in the peace deal, there should be at least 3 female governors. While women do compete in politics and the marketplace, South Sudan's patriarchal society makes women seem weak socially and economically, which limits their sphere of influence in society. Peterson Magola, country representative for UN Women in South Sudan, says the patriarchal society still restricts women's rights in the country. One big example, he says, is the persistence of child marriages. He says despite the law, statistics so child marriages continue to happen at the age of 15.
We are seeing some men not taking their children to school, the girls. And I've given you statistics. Over 70% of the South Sudan women are illiterate. Why? Because some of the men still have these tendencies that they cannot waste resources on a girl child to go to school. We are continuing to see the issues of the, you know, communal conflicts being, some of them being, you know, driven by cattle raiding and so on, because they still believe that, you know, we can take so many herds of cattle for, you know, to buy a woman. And when this woman is brought, she becomes a property to the man.
Several public discussions have been held on the barriers affecting women empowerment and how to combat injustices that continue to hold the women back from rising to positions of power. Magola says more conversations are needed. Mary Akechbior, a former lawmaker from the SPLM party, says it's time women rise up and take up positions of power. She says no one is going to give women what they want or deserve on a silver platter. They are going to have to fight for it.
There's no way you can just get a woman, pick a woman. And like, they have to come out from their houses. They have to come out wherever they are. I'm 100% sure women are qualified. They are educated. We have PhD holders. We have lawyers. We have doctors. We name them all. Even if my own daughter do not like to be a politician, I cannot force her.
Magola says despite the challenges, there is hope that things may change in the future. Transformational programs are being conducted by the government and UN Women that create awareness and educate women on their rights. Magola points out that recently partners finalized the development and a review of the country's National Action Plan, which was first developed in 2008.
I mean, the president recently at the women's conference came up very strongly and said he's going to support the implementation of all recommendations that came from that conference, and was really pushing a lot in terms of even addressing the issues of patriarchal in the society. And also, we can see even from the leadership that recently a number of conventions, bills were passed.
Magola says UN Women is implementing a 7-month transformational leadership training project to empower women in South Sudan. He says the initiative focuses on grooming women for various levels of leadership. The project is being conducted in partnership with the University of Juba. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.